Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are, yes, once again, every Thursday, love. It's all about reality check.
That's right, girls. This is like my favorite. Ooh, it's my favorite time.
It is fun. Mm-hmm. The fun has arrived. Her name is Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast. Girl, what's up?
What's up,
girl?
Hey, what's up, ladies? Hello.
Yes. Good morning from us. Of course, we are on Facebook Live, so love it on that. Mm-hmm. So real quickly, Miss Erin, let everybody know what you do outside of coming on our show, because they need to know.
They do.
Well, I have a podcast called Pink Shade with Erin Martin. It's a little shady, but I make it nice. And I cover Housewives, Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiancé, every version, just all the trash TV that I'm obsessed with. Yeah. And I've found a community that's just as obsessed as I am, so it's a beautiful thing. You can find podcasts on any Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify. It's all free. You can sign up anywhere. Subscribe, listen every week.
You know what? I was going to say, I would highly recommend downloading her podcast, because I listen all the time. And the Facebook group is so fun.
Yeah, you
just
can come
getting
over,
in on that too.
You can just type in Pink Shade with Erin Martin on Facebook groups, and you can find us. And we are deep diving shows. Oof. I mean, there are the women and a few men in there too joining us.
Yeah,
are
for sure.
Just, yeah, we're bunkies.
Yeah. I think Erin's being a little humble because, she is on the Jenny McCarthy show each and every week. We're talking about a hometown girl here who has done so well for herself.
Yeah.
So, Jenny McCarthy, you just got back from having a great sit down with Luann.
Yes.
And going to Tom,
yeah,
meeting
you got
all
jacked.
The guys.
We got jaxed. We had the whole experience. We had the whole reality TV experience, just like I talked about last week.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, we had a lovely dinner with Luann at Soho House, and then it ended up, you know, we saw Ken, we saw Jiggy at Tom Tom.
Jiggy.
Looking very confused and half dead.
He's 101.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
And then we saw Tom, and then we got jaxed. Yeah.
And then you got jaxed.
We got rudely accosted by the man, the myth, the legend, Jax Taylor, who's buying a $2 million house, don't you know? He wants everyone to know.
Oh, right. Oh, geez. Okay,
that's on
good for you.
Money.
Yeah, that's not a bartender's.
Money.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Exactly.
All right, speaking of, let's go on kick it off with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yeah. The lie detector.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you guys,
can we?
So this lie detector dude, who's like, lie detectors are 100% accurate, which is not accurate.
Right.
FYI, lie detector dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's appeared on someone in my Facebook group. Deep dove him and said he appeared on Marriage Boot Camp or some other janky reality show. You know, like one of those.
Yeah.
Of course, I love, no shade.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is kind of the reality TV lie detector guy.
Yes.
He's not a legit dude. I mean, and this whole thing is such a reach.
It is
so
fabricated. Okay, how annoying was John Sessa? When he walked in with her,
I'm irrationally angry every time I see John Sessa.
I agree.
And his eyelash extensions. I'm not okay with this.
Oh, see, I thought they were. I knew he had lashes on. I'm like, where do you get those, Walgreens?
No, actually, I'm jealous. I'm frankly jealous. But him holding the dog, and then he's like, I wrote the questions.
Yeah.
I wrote the questions. Geez. It's like, yes, we know you did, because you are a thirst to rat.
Yeah, thirst. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he
is
so thirsty.
It is so over the top. I mean, but he's the only one she can film with. He's like the new Cedric. Remember Cedric from season one?
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved when he's like, do you think Dorit's face has changed as much as her accent?
I know. And then he's like, I wrote that one. Ah! And he's just like, John.
John. So this is what I find kind of interesting about this. I love them when Kyle is, you know, they're all together in Hawaii for Camille's wedding.
Uh-huh.
And she lets them all know, hey, by the way, the guys, you know, where my house got robbed, I think it was the construction guys, they went to get a lie detector. At the same time,
girl,
Lisa Vanderpump is getting a lie detector.
Was so produced. That was so fake.
This has got to be a joke.
That was hilarious.
It was.
Can you imagine coming up with a worse, more ridiculous story?
A worse story ever.
It was like a friend of my daughter's house got robbed, and the construction workers went in to get a lie detector test. It's like, okay, there are like five things wrong with that story already.
They just happened to be there at the same time.
And guess who was there? My God.
So that's the producers. I mean,
obviously.
It's the producers being like, okay, here's what's happened. Yes. Here's what we filmed.
Right.
Now make up a weird story. And Kyle, because she has no creative energy at all, she just comes up with the worst story ever.
It was terrible.
Right.
I was like, girl.
Right. I mean, let Lisa Rinna come up with a story.
Yes.
That girl can come up with a good
lie. She couldn't talk. She lost her voice.
I know.
And I was kind of happy about that.
Oh, man, I missed her. I love me some Rinna.
Does she put college in her lips? Or
I think she did a long time ago, but she actually has always had those big old lips. Yeah.
She was known for that back in the day.
She really was. Yeah. I mean, she's always had the hair. She's always had the lips.
Yeah.
You know, she does a lot of upkeep, but good for her.
She looks awesome.
But don't you guys think the show is boring without Lisa filming with them, though?
Yes.
It's kind of boring, right?
I miss her.
It's, yeah, and Camille being really messy and kind of awful. And Teddy pouting and just trying to fight
with
everyone.
I like Teddy, but I don't think she should be on the show. I just don't think she's a good fit.
And I do not like her husband's ponytail.
They stop with the ponytail? Jesus. I saw somebody in the Facebook group comment, and I wanted to say something so mean, and I was like, Tracy, that's mean. But no, she should pull him aside. Don't do that.
Get a Corvette instead.
I mean, him like humping the floor, trying to be a backup dancer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. But Camille looked beautiful. I mean, she's married.
She looked gorgeous.
And she's good.
Congratulations.
All right, let's move on to Southern Charm.
Okay.
Again, I do not like this Eliza chick.
Oh, Eliza Limehouse.
Oh, girl.
She's like 3 years old.
Oh, Limehouse.
She was brought into the show to be the messy so-and-so. She totally
I mean, all right.
Okay, can someone please help her with her extensions?
Yes.
I mean, she looked like two different people in those scenes.
No, and she comes from all this money and this prominent family. And of course, they have this messy backstory, and that all sounds interesting. Mm. She was obviously brought in to just be a hoopster, right?
Yeah.
Somebody to help a sister out with the extensions.
Girl.
I mean, that was like, I've never seen such a thing on Bravo since early Orange County Housewives.
It's no joke. I mean, I thought Denise was being, you know, she looked more like us, but that girl needs to get a glam squad. Get Erica's glam squad.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
She needs just one glam person.
Right.
Get a glam person.
Yeah,
I know.
A glam person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad. She's messy.
I am loving on the new house. Is it Chelsea's house that she got?
Her house is so cute.
It's
and
so
I love
cute.
That she
very
did
cute.
It all herself. It's very Chip and Joanna Gaines, right?
Girl.
Yeah.
It is.
But of course, with the Costa Rican vibe and like, the wallpaper in the bedroom, I wasn't really digging.
Yeah,
like,
was a little much.
Oh, I liked it.
Did you?
I did. I felt like it was like her sanctuary.
I think I would have liked to sleep there for one night. Kind of like Dorinda's fish room.
Exactly. Oh, Dorinda.
Poor Dorinda.
But then,
not every night.
Yeah.
Not
her
every
house
night.
Is very cute. I mean, Catherine's, though. Was she paying $6,600 a month?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
From where?
Exactly.
I mean, the Bravo checks aren't necessarily. I mean, I know she's modeling and she's working allegedly at Gwen's.
So
I don't know.
Does she get money for the kid, though?
I mean, she gets some, and you know, maybe since Thomas has been going through he's been going through,
honey,
she's getting a little more money these days. But good for her.
Well, that's and then she's also doing Whitney, so maybe he's giving her some
side cash. I love that she just told everyone about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how times have changed. She's sitting next to Patricia at events.
Yeah.
She's banging Whitney openly, telling people.
Yeah.
I mean. I knew he had always been jealous from the very beginning. And when Craig called him out early on and said, you know, I think you're just mad that she ended up sleeping with your best friend right after.
It's true. Girl, it is true.
It's so true. It is so true.
Also, we have like 1 minute left here. Just real quickly, Ashley, Nurse of the Year. Like, come on. What? Really? You're not a nurse anymore.
Thirst of the Year.
Thank you.
Thirst of the year. That's a t-shirt.
Oh my
Thirst
gosh.
Of the year.
We have
year.
To start making like reality check t-shirts.
Hilarious.
And that should go on it.
Girl,
Thirst
I loved
of
it.
The year.
I loved it.
I'll wear it.
I loved it.
I know. Thirst of the year.
Yep. There's where we have it. So listen, again, ladies and gentlemen, Erin Martin again from Pink Shade Podcast.
Yes.
It's always fun. She's our girl now.
She is our girl.
To join our show to tell us all this stuff that we don't always get. So.
Uh-huh. That's true.
So thank you so much for
coming on.
Thank
you for having me. Yay. I can't wait to talk again.
All right. There you have it. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Next week, Reality Check once again on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and